Painted around 1478 for Lorenzo di Pier Francesco de' Medici, a young cousin of Lorenzo the Magnificent, Primavera, the spring, is a large panel painting in tempera. It depicts a group of figures from classical mythology in a garden and needs to be read from right to left. On the extreme right, we find the bluish figure of the wind Zephyrus, who, moved by love, furore, for the nymph Chloris, tries to grasp her, causing flowers to fall from her mouth. After their union, Chloris becomes Flora, the personification of spring. Flora is scattering flowers and making the garden beautiful. As many as 190 different species of flowers are depicted, 138 of which can be identified. Although the perspective illusion is very limited, Venus is placed further back, but is central to the composition. She's framed by a broken arch made by unnatural trees that draw the eyes of the viewer toward her. Above her head, a blindfolded Cupid is shooting a burning arrow towards the three Graces, Pilara, Aglaia, and Euphrosyne, who are dancing with their hands entwined. They may be a reference to the arts, dance, music, and the figurative arts inspired by love. On the far left, Mercury, god of the winds, who is also associated with the spring, stands back with his back to the others, using his wooden rod, the caduceus, to move the clouds away from the garden. This work, which recalls the Stanze per la Giostra by Agnolo Poliziano, is inspired by The Golden Ass by Lucio Apuleio and has a pedagogical meaning. The presence of Venus in a central position on the panel is, in fact, an invitation to Lorenzo di Pier Francesco to choose Venus, like Paris did in the Greek myth. According to the philosophy of Marsilio Ficino, to choose Venus was to choose humanitas, a Latin term that included refinement, culture, education, and civilization.